Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Okay, so CGS CIMB Securities, which is a leading integrated financial service provider here in Asia, recently launched this thing called Prosperous, I guess it's supposed to be said that way. It's the first investment platform for millennials by millennials in Singapore, and this was launched last March.
I'm really curious what that means. Platform for millennials by millennials, we'll be finding out. Prosperous was established as a startup driven to do better within the investment management industry.
It's aimed at sophisticated long-term investors, offering them access to many multi-asset investment opportunities, including equities, bonds, FX, ETFs, mutual funds, single stock options, and CFDs.
And those trading fees, they're also said to be quite attractive. But why is there a need to have an investment platform that's specifically targeted at millennials?
Yeah, what kind of attitudes can we expect from this particular generation when it comes to investing in a post-COVID world? On the line with us this morning is Saw Ping Mei, the founder of Prosperous. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Manisha and Elliot.
So are you early millennial or late millennial?
I would say I'm an older millennial.
Older millennials. Even millennials, within millennials, they have the grouping, you know?
Yes.
So I have to say, and Elliot just pointed this out so beautifully in the introduction, Prosperous, it sounds, of course, very similar to the word, but perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about how it works.
Yes, so Prosperous by CGS CIMB is a digital investment service, as you mentioned, for millennials and younger investors who are driven to do better in life and financial management. We are really all about three key value propositions, which is multi-asset investing for long-term wealth creation. We always like to say we want to look after your first dollar all the way until your last dollar. We are also all about putting financial education at the forefront of everything that we do here. And finally, we are looking at building a community of like-minded investors, which we call the Prosperous Club, for ideas and knowledge sharing.
I like how you use the word like-minded ideas, and obviously this is targeted at millennials. As an older millennial or millennial yourself, I mean, what is it about this particular generation that at one point drew so much criticism, you know, in the workplace? What is it about them that makes them such different investors?
Well, I think millennials are obviously, you know, we're a generation that's in an interesting situation, right? The older millennials, like myself, you know, I still remember a time before there were digital, you know, channels, before the internet. But the younger millennials, they really literally grew up in the digital age or, you know, the internet of things. So obviously we see things very differently and the experiences that we have are obviously very different. So the experiences that we go through, you know, not just in terms of growing up, but today is also very different. And, you know, a lot of us, myself included, started working, you know, just at the time when the last financial crisis hit, 2008, 2009. So I think a lot of us have, you know, obviously certain memories of that time. And it's been a very interesting 12, 13 years since then.
Yeah, you guys have actually dug a bit deeper, haven't you, at Prosperous, and conducted a survey to kind of look at what it is millennials look for in an investment platform. And we'd love to hear some of the findings from that.
Yes, so we did a survey across five countries around ASEAN, which is Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. And we surveyed those within the age range of about 24 to 40. So we covered the whole millennial spectrum and a little bit more. And I think no surprises, 60% of the millennial investors, they prefer digital channels. But I think what really surprised us was that 62% of these investors, they are still investing through traditional channels as their primary source. So I think that, you know, what that tells us is that they are still investing through what you could say are known brands, companies that's been around for a long time, but they would definitely prefer a more digital experience. And I think that's where we see, you know, our advantage, right? We've been around 40 years, you know, or 41 years now, you know, in Singapore. So we are definitely what you could call a traditional player with a lot of wealth of experience. At the same time, we can digitize ourselves, digitize the experience, and then basically give clients what they're looking for.
Quite a bit of a mixture there. And I suppose, as you described, the entire generation of millennials, it is made up of a mixture. So talking about the post-pandemic world, how does this play out? Because you said, yeah, okay, you're able to sort of digitize easily. There's this whole trend. Where does Prosperous stand on the trend of cryptocurrency and NFTs?
Okay, so Okay, that's, I think, very interesting. You know, crypto is definitely an interesting space to look into. We currently don't offer crypto on our platform, but we are well aware that that's an asset class that, you know, the millennial investor is very interested in. Yeah. So it's a space that we are watching. You know, we think crypto will continue to be around, and over time, you know, there will always be ways where regulators may want to come in and see how they could regulate this asset class. So definitely a space we're watching, because it's here to stay.
Yeah. Also, we've pitched this conversation as being, you know, how millennials are investing in a post-COVID-19 world. But that leads us to ask, how do you think COVID-19 has changed the way that millennials invest in the first place? What was the sort of transition that they went through?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily changed the way they've invested, because they've always preferred, again, you know, the more digital channels. But I think it's definitely gotten millennials and the younger investors more into investing. As everyone, you know, stayed home for a large part of last year, it gave them a lot more time to explore, you know, what investing is all about. So you see a huge spike, I mean, not just in Singapore, but obviously in other markets like the US, you know, even our neighbors, Malaysia, there was a huge influx of these younger investors into the market.
Mm. But, you know, sort of positioning yourself as, for millennials by millennials type of position, does that play to your advantage at Prosperous when you consider the market's already quite crowded?
Well, I think, you know, we all know that the market is always crowded. There's a lot of players. And I think in an advanced economy like Singapore, you know, we're not short of financial players around. But I think, again, you know, what's different for us is, again, that long heritage and experience that we have. I don't know if you realize, I don't really talk a lot about the platform, right? Because investment platforms have become so commoditized these days. They're all pretty much giving you the same access, right, to products and markets, right? So we are obviously differentiating ourselves in different ways. I think financial education, that's something that a lot of digital players, you know, do not necessarily put a lot of effort into. And of course, like we talk about the community of investors. I think it's very important for this, you know, this generation, right, which is so, you know, so obsessed with social media, to have that a safe community to come together.
Yeah. Actually, I'm quite curious about that social media that you just talked about. Has it sort of made that knowledge of investment, has it made it a bit more of a rocky road in terms of advisory and things like that? Because it elicits a lot of questions amongst millennials, and you can get very distracted by the things you see on social media. Does that affect the conversation at all?
Yes, definitely it does. And I think that's why it's important, you know, for financial players like ourselves to be responsible and educate clients, right, and the public in general about what real long-term investing is all about. And that, you know, people don't get caught up by a certain news flow or just, you know, feed into that whole meme stock frenzy.
Right. We're speaking with Soping Mei, who is the founder of Prosperous. Talking about, you know, getting involved, again, you know, with the whole idea of street cred, if you don't mind me putting it that way. I mean, when you consider CGSCIMB, not exactly a bank brand that Singaporeans have grown up with, millennials especially, how does that play out when you're trying to get new customers on board?
Yeah, that's, I think, a very interesting question. That is true. The brand may not be as well known to the younger investors, and we do see that as well in our current client segment, right? So I think that's why, it will take a bit of time for us to, I guess, reach out to the younger investors who are not familiar with our brand. But I think once they get to know us, they'll realize that, you know, again, we've been around for 40 years. We have a track record. And we are the number one broker by market share on SGX.
But there's also this whole idea that younger investors are hungry, and they know that, I mean, for example, during our time, perhaps 2008, you wouldn't think to think that, oh, it's recession means this is opportunity. You tend to become cautious because that's how a lot of the older millennials were raised. But the younger ones, they're going, oh, recession, definitely there's something that I can make money out of. Do you see that?
Yeah. I think we definitely do see that, which is why I think, you know, I think what's coming out as well out of the pandemic last year was that we are seeing a lot more, you know, Gen Zs jumping into the market. And I think what's interesting is that there are still quite a significant number of older millennials who haven't even entered the markets themselves. Mm. And, you know, I totally agree. We are post 2008, 2009, when I had first started working back then, you know, I didn't start investing back then because I wasn't familiar. I was worried about going in. And to a certain extent, I wish I had, right? Because if I had just invested $100 or $200 per month back then, you know, the amount of wealth I would have created over the last 12, 13 years would have been tremendous,
yeah.
right? But I went in a little bit late because I didn't know better, right? And I think that's one of the, you know, key things that we want to reach out to millennials and, of course, even the younger investors, that, you know, the earlier you start, the better.
Yeah. Obviously, CIMB has a regional presence, doesn't it? And this survey that you mentioned earlier was actually conducted right across the region too. I'm really curious to know how Singapore's millennials are different in any way to those that you studied in other markets.
Well, I think Singapore millennials are largely the same. But what I think what's interesting is that we do see that Singapore millennials actually do invest a little bit more in their traditional channel space. So while the average across the region was 62%, Singapore was much higher at 65%. While in some of the so-called younger financial markets like Vietnam, the amount of investors in digital channels was actually much higher than traditional. So I think that would be one of the differences.
Yeah, yeah. And there is this tradition, isn't there, where you see this in the region, that where you have a lot of people banking on mobile phones and that kind of thing, you get that greater engagement with the digital channels. So I'm curious, how does all of this inform the platform, Prosper Us, about possible products for the future and possible innovations for the future?
Yes. So part of the survey that we ran also asked the target segment, what are they looking for? So what came up top was access to multiple asset classes, which you can manage on a single platform. So we already have that. It also says, you know, regular economic commentaries, investment opportunities and company insights. So we also have that as well. And I think some of the other things they were looking for is rewards and loyalty program. And this is definitely, you could say, more popular among the less active investors. So the more passive investors, they want rewards and loyalty program. And so, you know, we introduced Prosperous Experiences, which is our own version of a loyalty program for clients who have started funding and started investing. And we offer experiences that, you know, millennials want, such as, you know, fitness classes, wellness, activities like flotation therapy, arts and crafts, woodworking, and of course the usual F&B activities like afternoon tea and martini tasting. So we're giving clients what they're looking for. Of course, there's other things that they want that we get to offer that we're working on. For example, you know, budgeting, goal setting and financial planning wizard. That's one of it. Another area is, you know, investment scheduler so that they can regularly contribute to their investment fund. And of course, portfolio investing as well. You know, how can they invest in a recommended model portfolio that's diversified?
To quickly wrap up, you mentioned earlier that there's still a lot of millennials that haven't got on to investing yet. What kind of advice would you give?
Well, I would say that, you know, it's important to start as soon as you can. So why not start today? Very important as well to, you know, get yourself educated and understand what you are investing in. And if you don't have time or you don't feel, you know, particularly confident that you know how to pick a specific company, for example, if you're buying stocks, then there's always, you know, funds and ETFs, right, that gives you a wider exposure. And of course, very important to always diversify. So you can start with one stock, but it's important to over time build up that portfolio as well to a bigger size and more diversified.
We've been speaking with So Ping Mei, who is founder of Prosperous. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.